Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Milan Jurkovic, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Chris Williams, and Dr. Alice Benton. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hey, welcome to New Life Live. This is Larry Sonnenberg. I'm sitting in for Steve today, and I am really lucky because sitting to my left is Chris Williams.
Yes, good to be here.
Good to have you. It's been a while. And to my right is Dr. Alice Benton.
Good morning, fellas.
And you're looking cheerful and happy and pregnant. And
so. Very, very pregnant.
Not just a wee bit pregnant, but very pregnant. Yes.
I was on a plane last night, and there wasn't quite room for the two of us. We made use of the seat next to us.
When is the expected arrival?
November 15th.
Oh,
okay.
That's awesome.
Just a month away.
This has flown by.
Yeah.
Well, we'll keep you in prayer.
Please do. Thank you.
Yeah. We're getting ready to leave for the trip, Footsteps of Paul, to Greece. That's coming up just Tuesday, this next Tuesday. And it's going to be a great trip. We've got 200 people going, and we're going to walk where Paul walked.
That's incredible.
Yeah, isn't that incredible? And, you know, I was reading something the other day, maybe I saw it on a video. I'm trying to get ready for this trip around in IR, and somebody said Paul in his ministry traveled 20,000 miles.
Wow. He would have accrued a ton of airline miles. if they had flights back then.
You wonder how many sandals he went through.
Yeah, they should have sandal points back then.
Yeah, I guess. But I just, you know, we complain if we have to, you know, walk a few blocks, and this guy walked most of it. He had some ship rides too.
Yeah.
But 20,000 miles.
Wow, just that's incredible.
Can't imagine that. So I wanted to talk about a couple things. We have a Living Light workshop that is coming up in January, and we're in the middle of October, and it might sound like a long ways away, but before you know it, you're going to be having turkey dinner on Thanksgiving and singing Christmas carols in December, and then you're going to be faced with, boy, what am I going to do now? And if eating too much, going to food for your comfort, if you've just always had a problem with that, this workshop is amazing. Steve presents, you know, Steve, he says he used to carry around a third grader. I forget how many pounds it was, 50 or 60 pounds, that he's lost and kept off for years and years. But we also have Michelle Spatafora, who is part of it. She comes and helps people learn how to eat, and she leads exercises on Saturday and Sunday mornings. She's a bundle of energy. She's a wonderful Christ-centered philosophy of life, found Christ late in life, and it's just an amazing workshop, and you don't have to be fearful of any of that because everybody's in the same boat, and it will be worth your attendance. Go to newlife.com, and you can see Michelle leading workouts at tv.newlife.com. And tv.newlife.com, let me just talk about that for a minute. You guys have each done things on that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Tell me something you like about it, or what you think is special about it.
Well, I just think it gives us an opportunity to share some of the wisdom and some of the knowledge that we've had along the years, you know, and get it out there and hopefully be helpful to people.
We've even gotten to do some role plays together, too, that show couples how to put into practice some of those difficult steps that we teach on the radio. So it kind of brings it down to a real understandable, usable level.
It really does, yeah.
So if you haven't tried it before, go to tv.newlife.com and check it out. You're going to find something really good there. Not just these two, but all the other radio hosts have put stuff in there. So it's going to help you. It's a resource that you can share things with. You can send them on to others that you think ought to hear it. And We will, at the conclusion of this break, we're going to come back and we're going to take your calls. So hang on in there.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, welcome back. Larry Sonnenberg sitting in for Steve Arterburn and next to Chris Williams and Alice Benton, and we're going to go right to your calls. Let's talk to Gerald and Chattanooga, Tennessee, and he listens on Sirius XM. Hello, Gerald.
Hello, how are you?
Good. How can we help you?
My wife got a bombshell dumped on her last night, from one of her nephews. In her previous marriage, her ex-husband ended up being gay, and apparently he molested him over the years, and sadly he became gay from it, and he was married for quite a long time and kept all that from his wife. But recently they divorced over other differences, but he was sitting in our living room last night and told my wife all that stuff. And he says, I want to leave the lifestyle, but I don't know how. And he's done pretty much everything a female would do except for males.
Hmm.
And I don't know how to help him. But she said she's going to have him call me. And I really don't know how to answer
any of
those
questions. Yeah, I can understand that.
Or help him. My view, he already knows, you know. He knows what the Bible says about that kind of stuff. So I'm lost. He's been in counseling for a long time, but he's not for sure if the person in Chattanooga that he sees is a Christian counselor or not. But.
So, Gerald, two questions for you with an incredibly difficult situation. You just learned about it last night. The questions are, is your nephew a believer? It sounds like he may be. And I want to hear a little bit about how close you and your wife are with this nephew.
Well, he said, told her last night that he thinks he's saved. But he's pretty sure he's saved is the way he put it. And he hasn't told her all these years because my wife is his favorite aunt, and he didn't want that to ruin the relationship. And one of our granddaughters is the one that actually talked him into telling her about it, because she had to rescue him. It was Monday morning from one of the men at the is real abusive to him, as a matter of fact, and he wasn't going to let him leave to even come on this trip with her. So.
And Gerald, did your nephew ask anything of you and your wife when he told you about his lifestyle?
Well, he told my, I drive truck for a living, so I wasn't there, but my wife said, all he asked is he doesn't know what to do because the counseling ain't helping, and he wants to leave, but he doesn't know how.
Sure. So I have a couple thoughts to share with the two of you, because your nephew must have an awful lot of trust in your aunt, in your wife, to be able to share this information with her. And it does sound like a cry for help from him. It's great he's been getting counseling, but perhaps it has not been enough. And I would even wonder how much he's actually shared with his therapist about this lifestyle. So a couple of things I think you can encourage him to do. One is to talk with him, encourage him to make the request of the counselor, and to encourage him to disclose all of this to her so that that counselor may be able to help him get out of this lifestyle. There are actually organizations that are particularly for folks stuck in this cycle. And if the therapist is not equipped of how to handle this situation, these organizations can. And so there is actually a lot of help out there tailored specifically to leaving this sort of lifestyle. I would also encourage you to get a prayer team together. We're going to need supernatural intervention in this difficult situation. And getting some safe people who are willing to pray on a regular basis for this young man will be essential.
Aren't there states where counselors are forbidden to try to help people get out of this?
Yeah, like for instance, lifestyle? here in the state of California, that if a minor discloses that they are in this lifestyle, then the therapist is not allowed to counsel them out of a sexual identity issue.
But if somebody of majority age, can they do it then?
Only upon the request of the client.
Okay.
And I want to make a distinction too, because there are clinicians who help people leave the escort lifestyle or leave the prostitution, that kind of work that can help leave that. So there are two different kinds of therapy that we're talking about here. One that may help some individuals who want to leave a homosexual lifestyle and live in a heterosexual way. That's one type of, it's called conversion therapy. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what the two of you are talking about. That's actually banned in some states.
Yeah.
But then there are other organizations that help free people from prostitution or from being an escort.
Well, and I think that this is the important distinction here that you made, Alice, and that's what I want you to know, is that the first thing that needs to happen with your nephew is that he does need to leave these dangerous relationships that are a threat to his mental, emotional, and physical well-being. And this is very difficult to do. It's difficult for anyone to do. And so
He just tried that, and that's my granddaughter. That's why she got involved in it. And the gay man that was living with him called the police and tried to get her arrested for, I guess, I don't know what they call it. My wife said gay bashing kind of thing. I don't know what they got their certain word for it. She's an ex-soldier, so and she was all ecstatic and shaken and everything, and She says, I just quickly thought on my feet and called it. I said I had PTSD.
Yeah, PTSD. So, Gerald, let me make this also clear, because this is one of the things that's very challenging for the loved ones of your nephew, and that is your nephew is the one who has to make these hardline decisions. So he has to be supported to set the boundaries, and for himself, if he feels threatened, to go to the authorities to protect himself, which could include restraining orders, include a lot of different things. And so it also may require a move. It may require him to get safe out of the area, but it's oftentimes drastic measures to leave these dangerous and abusive relationships. And I would say for you and your wife, to piggyback on what Alice said, is that it is amazing that he has found you such a safe and loving place for you and your wife. And so in that vein of love, in the spirit of love, I want you to know that this is going to be a process that's going to take a lot of patience. So when you think love is patient, it's going to be with him and accept him over a long period of time. And love is kind. Now, there's going to be some frustrating things that are going to come up that you're going to want him to make decisions or change in ways that he's maybe not going to be ready to. And so to stick with that and don't back away from the truth, don't back away from what you know, but just know that that you have this great opportunity to love him in and through this process. And that's actually a pretty big honor and a lot of power that you have there.
Would somebody like this benefit from Every Man's Battle Workshop?
I think that someone absolutely would, because what he's struggling with is a intimacy disorder. And that's an inability to connect at a deeper level with safe people. So if he gets around other guys and he understands sexual brokenness, but more importantly, the heartbrokenness behind that, and is able to share that with other men, mm-hmm. I think it'd be incredibly beneficial.
I know we've had guys with same-sex attraction. I just did not remember somebody that was this deep into the lifestyle as to be in a gay escort.
I agree with you. Yeah, and I know in some of the EMBs I've been a part of that you know, his story is not uncommon.
Yeah. But the counselor, I think your advice, Alice, about making sure this is all disclosed to the counselor is really good.
Well, and I don't even know, Gerald, if it needs to be a Christian counselor. Not necessarily. What you want is someone who has expertise in helping a person leave a lifestyle of prostitution.
Yeah.
And that has that strength and even legal resources. Dr. Townsend often says lawyers, guns, and money. And when we're dealing with this level of evil and a partner who is abusive to your nephew, that's when you need that kind of protection, if your nephew is willing and open to that, to be able to support him and help him escape.
Yeah, and then it sounds like escape is physical
as much
as anything.
At the same time, he's scared to death because some of the escorts that he gave services to are really powerful people, he says.
Yes.
That's all he'll say, is they were really powerful people. So I'm assuming it's wealthy people that... like doctors, lawyers, and all those people that you never hear about that kind of stuff. But,
Gerald, I'll say this. What your nephew doesn't know, because he's been gaslighted by these powerful people, is he holds the power. If your nephew disclosed what he's done with these names, these people that he has been illicit with, they are way more scared of him. And that's why they're trying to control him than he is of them. He has the power. He doesn't know that, and fear is in his way. And that's where a good therapist will help him work through the fear to do the very necessary things he needs to do to get safe.
Well, and one other thought, Gerald. Your wife's nephew may have been involved in this from a young age. The idea of a child prostitute is coming to mind here, and knowing that perhaps he was molested earlier on. Some of the organizations I had mentioned, one is called Breaking Free, another is called Children of the Night, and I know that they are develop more for women in this lifestyle, but they have resources, information, they have the knowledge and the strength to be able to help your nephew escape from this. And it really is about escape, but he's going to need the right support around him. So you and your wife could even just Google some of these organizations and make some calls and see what resources are available there in your area.
Gerald, encourage your nephew to call our call center, our 800 New Life phone number. That's 800-639-5433. What we do there is just try to help people be armed, get the right resources, know what their next steps are, and there's a variety of things. Alice and Chris have talked about some resources and ways to get out of this, but it's what we do. You know, we want to help people in life's hardest places, and there's not a place any harder than what you've just described.
Mm-hmm.
So I would really encourage him to give us a call there and see what they can do to help get him connected where he maybe isn't already, and find some of the resources we've talked about. So thank you so much, Gerald. Boy, is there a book we could send to Gerald or to his nephew?
What about Take Your Life Back?
Yeah,
essence of this.
Okay, we're going to send that to you, Gerald, and you can share that with your nephew. So thank you. Before we go to a break here in a minute, I just want to read a testimony from someone that went to one of our workshops. And she writes, "Before coming to the workshop, I felt like I was on a roller coaster one day. One day up, one day down. I had no confidence in standing for what I think should be. Everything was a secret. I was incredibly burdened, carrying my husband's issues, covering and for protecting him. It was exhausting, depressing, and debilitating. This weekend has been miraculous. It's given me tools, hope, connection, It's been a game changer. I'm returning home stronger and determined. I'm leaving the workshop with a new network of sisters and the confidence I deserve to work on me. Those are the kinds of things that happen in our weekends. It doesn't matter what the weekend is. I can't implore you enough. Call our 800 number. We're there to find hope and help for you. And kind of our new tagline, it's finding help and hope in life's hardest places, because we don't see other ministries that are doing that like we do it. Mm-hmm. The church wants to do it, but too often there's churches, their take is you got to pray harder. And there's nothing wrong with prayer. Don't get me wrong. We believe in deliverance. But God's waiting for us to do what we're waiting for Him to do.
Well, and one quick thing. We have years and years and years of unbelievable experience of people who have put these things together. And so there's an expertise that helps you get into places of healing.
Prayer with action.
So we'll be right back.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back. Larry Sonnenberg sitting in for Steve Arterburn, and Alice Benton and Chris Williams are giving the good advice. So,
yeah, just waiting for the coffee to kick in.
Well, before I go to the next call, I was just sharing with Alice and Chris, because the last caller, Gerald, said he was a truck driver. I met with a friend back in Washington, D.C. when I was at one of the workshops there, and he said, Larry, I was listening to the radio program, and a truck driver called, and he was in a lot of pain because his wife had had an affair, and he was on a long haul, and he just had this fear and concern that she would be seeing that guy again, and he didn't know what to do, so he called you guys. And my friend said to me, he said, Larry, who is that guy going to call if you guys weren't there? And, you know, I'd just like to bring that to you, our listeners' attention, because part of the reason we seek support is we want to stay on the air, and we want to be there for people like Gerald and people like this man my friend called and all the other callers that call in. So we need your support in a really big way. And I want to ask you, if you're thinking of a year-end gift, there are a lot of people who give only at year-end, and there's no criticism in that. All I'm asking is, if you're one of those people and you're thinking about a year-end gift, would you give your gift in October? If you could expedite your gift, the way gift giving happens at the year end, December is a fabulously good income month because it's so many people give.
Sure.
And taxes have a lot to do with that. And you'll get the same tax benefit if you give in October. And it's a couple months early, but it would surely help us if you could expedite your giving a little.
Well, and there is a reality here that there has been a lot of major incidences in the United States this year. And whether it be, you know, horrific tragedies of a natural disaster or at the hands of a human being.
Yeah.
And so there's been Americans have stepped up over and over and over and done a tremendous job. So, I mean, we live in an amazing, amazing country here. And we're asking that as we're continuing to do this. In fact, I'm seeing this one of the victims of Las Vegas right now. And so, I mean, New Life has this spread that helps all in all of these different areas. So please consider a gift to us because we want to keep helping in very tangible ways in these areas.
And if you have been affected or some you know by the stress of that, by the trauma, we have a CD that you can download called Trauma and Tragedy, and it's to help you deal with that. It's free. You just go to newlife.com, and you'll find it there at the homepage. We have sent, we're getting duplicated hundreds of these and sending them to friends and counselors in areas where people are experiencing this. And maybe you don't live in one of those tragic areas, but maybe you have a tragic event in your own life. Go to the website and download that. Okay, I want to get to some more phone calls. Let's talk to Kathy in Denver, Colorado. Hello, Kathy, how are you?
Hi. I wanted to call in and talk about and ask you for some advice about a situation with my dad. I feel like I'm being pushed aside and the rest of our family's being pushed aside by him. He's being controlled by his ex-wife and her kids, and they've been very controlling and abusive towards him. And we don't, at this right now, we're not sure. We don't know where he's living. He won't tell us. And I don't know how to deal with this situation. This has been going on for...
Oh man.
Boy.
Just lost her.
Well, if you can hear us, Kathy, call. Oops, this is a recorded program. She can't hear us. I hope she calls back.
Well, and I think we got a few things. So, Kathy, I assume you're still listening there on the radio. And that's a very difficult situation. I see this, unfortunately, way too much. And that is where a parent, it could be a close family member, distances themselves and sort of chooses other people rather than their family. And when there's not information of why, it becomes very confusing for the person left behind.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a sense of abandonment. There's a sense of rejection and frustration that turns into anger.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Kathy, what I would want you to know today is it is reasonable to be frustrated and angry, but the best and definitely hurt. But I want you to also protect yourself from that anger. Rejection is contagious. And so what I mean by that is that what is going on inside of your dad that is causing him to isolate could infect other people through the hurt and cause them to isolate or cause them to be frustrated or cause them to withdraw. And so it's just important to know that in the midst of the hurt that you stay engaged with your life, with your connections, with your family. And I think it's okay to keep reaching out to dad and seeing if you have an opportunity for what I call a critical conversation. And the critical conversation is sitting him down, maybe at a restaurant somewhere or private, you know, private location, and just being able to express your heart of concern and your honesty, also your love. And so being able to do that in those heart-to-heart conversations, I have found that there is oftentimes, though we're not in control of it, powerful results.
Okay. Well, Kathy's back. We can go back to her after the break and finish up the call. That was some good counsel. We have some workshops coming up, but more than the workshops, I want you to call the 800 number just for general help. Workshop might seem overwhelming to you. might be frightening because you've never sat in a group and shared. But call us at 800-NEW-LIFE, 800-639-5433, and talk to them about how we can help you. We'll be right back.
I am just so thankful for this weekend. It's been amazing to see how Satan messes up marriages in so many ways.
My name is Shelley Martinkus, and I want to personally invite you to the Restore Workshop. If you have been affected by betrayal, it might be that your husband has been looking at pornography. It might be an emotional, a physical affair. I would love for you to come join us.
Through Shelley's example, I have seen such transparency. It's just been amazing. I've just been able to let out all the yucky details.
You will leave with hope, with a community of sisters ready to support you, and you will also leave with tools to move you forward on this journey. Please don't hesitate. Pick up the phone, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I would love to see you there.
The Restore Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C. November 10th through the 12th. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
You know, one of the great things about TV.NewLife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, "Hey, honey, watch this with me." And they'll sit down and they'll watch that 5-minute clip. And that 5-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix. So we canceled Netflix and subscribe to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem, and it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at tv.newlife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of tv.newlife.com.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, we're going to talk to Kathy in just a second. I just wanted to say, I mentioned giving and I asked for support. I wanted to let you know that when you give this month, any gift, any amount, we'll send you a book in Steve's new Arterburn Wellness series. It's one of the first ones out in that series, and it's called Understanding and Loving a Person with Depression. So for your gift, we'll send you that. Let's go back to Kathy. Kathy, sorry we lost you there.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Anyway, well, Chris, did you hear what
yeah,
we had?
Let Chris, he kind of shared some things, even though you're offline. Let him kind of summarize what he was
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, Kathy, just really quickly. First off, this is really difficult because there can be a sense of rejection and abandonment from your dad that he's actually chosen unhealthy people over you. And so what I want to help protect you from is resentment and anger. It's reasonable to be hurt. It's reasonable to be angry and frustrated, especially because it's so confusing as well. But his isolation is driving him from a sense of fear, his own probably sense of shame, and I don't want that to be contagious. And what I mean by that is his problems impact you in a way where you start losing your bearings and losing your center and losing your values in that. And then the next thing I would say is that if there's an opportunity to keep reaching out to him to have a critical conversation, and the critical conversation would have three parts. The first part is letting him know how much you love him and how much he means to you. The second part would be your concern and speaking from, you know, deep honesty and deep truth in that. And then the third part would be a request. What do you want from him, or what would you like to see from him? And if you keep it simple in those three parts, it helps you stay on track there.
Yes, I have done this, but she is so controlling, and he just says he doesn't want to rock the boat with her, so he does everything they want him to do, including sleeping in his truck in the wintertime.
Well, this is not her problem. This is not the controlling ex-wife's problem. This is actually your dad's problem. He has not established boundaries, and he has not established his own strength and his own decisions. And right. And the problem with that is that everyone is powerless against that. Is that that's not, doesn't mean we don't do things, you know. But this is where I would continue to reach out to him and absolutely continue to pray, because he may hit a bottom here where he starts turning things around.
Kathy,
I'm very concerned about him, and I don't even know what people tell me. Why don't you just end your relationship with him? Why don't he doesn't seem like he cares for the family? He's more concerned about this abusive person and her kids than he is his own family.
Well, Kathy, it actually sounds like he might be enslaved in a certain way to her, and maybe her fear and dominance rules over him. To hear you say he has to sleep out in the truck during the wintertime, pretty concerning. How old is your father?
He's 85, and he's still working, and she left him with $17,000 in debt, and he's still working, and he's just working himself to death for this individual that left him with this debt and has no concern for him but to use him for his money for her kids.
So, Kathy, this sounds like a very abusive relationship, and your dad actually falls into a category of a protected category because of his age. It sounds like there's different kinds of abuse going on, financial perhaps being one of them, and being forced to sleep out in the truck as well. His physical health is in danger. So we wanted to talk with you and encourage you, even you could do this yourself, and we can also help you with it, which is making a call to something called Adult Protective Services. Mm-hmm. Your father might actually need to be rescued from this abusive relationship, and he might not be able to do that on his own. So calling this program, Adult Protective Services, would send a social worker in to evaluate the situation and determine if your father is actually in danger and needs outside assistance. What would you think about us going forward with that?
You know, I've thought about that. I have thought about that, and one concern that I have is I'm concerned that it will finally end our relationship if I have someone, if someone comes in and talks to this individual, because...
Kathy, do you have a relationship?
Yeah, I was going to say, Kathy, there doesn't seem to be a relationship here to be lost. And what is way more critical, to speak to Alice's point, is your dad's life is in danger.
I know that.
This is Colorado. People don't sleep outside in trucks in Colorado.
In the winter.
Yes. And so there is actually legal status here that if we were reporting for child abuse, there's also what's called an elder or dependent adult abuse, and that's what's going on here. And so I want to encourage you in that direction, because it's difficult, because you don't know how this dangerous person is going to react, and that is most people's concern about a report. But the key is getting him the safety and protection that he needs and he deserves.
But Kathy, your point is also well taken. You're right. There is an absolute risk in sending an outsider in to evaluate his situation, because you may lose what little you have with your father. And we talk a lot about this on New Life, of picking our pain. So you either have the pain of sitting back and watching your father suffer, hearing about him suffering, and that's a form of pain you've already been living with, or you have the pain of stepping into this intervention. But that pain, the intervening, has a chance of being redemptive pain. But you're right, there is great risk of loss of relationship when we intervene in that way.
Yeah, I've really struggled over this for a few years.
Of
along
course.
With my 7-year divorce.
That struggle maybe will end today because of the counsel you're getting here from Alice and Chris.
So I'm trying to keep my relationship with my dad and my ties between my sons, who have been broken off by my ex. So I've been, it's been a lot to have to deal with.
absolutely overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And I want to just briefly return to Chris's point that no matter what happens here, there's a reality that's out of your control. But one of the best things you can do for yourself, understanding that there's other complications with your son and another relationship, is getting with safe people to grieve, to lament, and to get further wisdom and support so that you have the courage to take the next right step, even though there is risk and there are consequences of loss of relationship. And we want to walk with you to help you do that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate your call, Kathy.
I can talk to a counselor.
Yes,
absolutely.
If you need help finding a counselor, you can just ask the call screener when we release this call that you'd like to be transferred over to our call center, and somebody there will help you find a counselor in Colorado.
And I know we've already done this one time before, but let's also send her Take Your Life Back. I think that could really help guide her in this
Fabulous.
Process.
Absolutely. We will do that. Okay. I wanted to just encourage folks with one other testimony reading, and then we're going to go take another call. Let's see. Coming to this workshop, my husband and I have been separated for 8 weeks. We both agreed our marriage needed help to be salvaged. We knew it needed to be from God. New Life was the answer. The tools we are given to help ourselves are invaluable. Identifying our attachment styles truly opened our eyes and brought about more compassion for each other. The comfort circle, which is hard but so very worth the pain, truly facilitates better understanding of past hurts and feelings to the present circumstances. Thank you, New Life, for all the time and effort you put into this weekend. You know, if it's marriage, if it's sexual addiction, if it's just a general issue of fear, anxiety, depression, just feeling stuck, if it's weight, whatever your issue, we have ways to help you, not just workshops. We've got tip sheets. We've got books. We've got groups, life recovery groups. Give us a call, please, 800-NEW-LIFE, that's 639-5433, and see if we can help you. Okay. Let's see if we can get a question in before we go to the next, or as we go to the next call. Let's talk to Barry in Tampa. Barry, how are you? We got a couple minutes, and then we're going to go to a break. What's your question? How can we help you?
I'm trying to decide whether I should just go ahead with asking my wife for a divorce or continue to fight for it. I had gotten myself addicted to porn quite some time back, and, you know, we had a big blow-up, and they just discussed divorce, and her commentary then, you know, it's going to take a long time and baby steps to get this back together. Well, it's been almost a couple of years now, and I see nothing getting any different.
How have you dealt with your porn?
I recommitted myself to the Lord and just basically threw it away.
Okay.
I mean,
so
there you go.
You've been clear of that. That's good. That's great.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Well, after listening to you guys' program, I never really realized just how bad that affected me. You know what I'm saying? And after listening to your program, I started going through myself and realized it. And I'm like, wow, you know, I'm really, and I came clean with her for that, you know, and told her, hey.
Okay. Well, right after the break, we're going to see what we can do to help.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, welcome back. We're talking to Barry in Tampa, Florida, and he's questioning what he should do. Should he be divorcing his wife? He had a porn addiction. He feels like he's through it. He doesn't know how that it affected her. Chris, you had some thoughts.
Yeah. Well, Barry, first off, I really commend you for just coming clean with it and doing what you can to separate yourself from the pornography, and that's critically important. But pornography speaks to something a little bit deeper inside of ourselves, and a lot of times it's referred to as an intimacy disorder. And what that means is that pornography replaces the need to be close to somebody and to connect with them, and it actually stops us from the ability to grow in connecting with people at deeper levels, i.e. our wives especially. So in her betrayal, she is closed off as well, and she has developed an intimacy fear as well. And so underneath that, there needs to be a whole new pathway of how to connect with each other at a deeper level, where there is the creation of safety and security, where you can have more difficult conversations, but you can learn how to be emotionally honest with each other. And I think for her, there's a recovery process that is really guided unbelievably well in the Restored Conference. And also, the Every Man's Battle Conference helps men in that process as well.
Barry, is what Chris is saying connecting with you? Does that make sense?
Yeah, and all the money.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a truck driver, and I'm out here for 4 to 5 weeks at a time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when you call home and the conversation is about 2 minutes, if it's that. And then, you know, I call home at a certain time every day. That's just something we set up a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's got to where she's calling me at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Well, I normally call at 6. And then I'll call back, for instance, home, and she never answers. And then I'll call her cell phone, and she never answers. And then she's like, well, I took some medication so I could go to sleep. I'm like, well, she has fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, and a couple of other issues. So, yes, she does take medications.
Yeah, well, and just to speak to that, there's a lot of fear and isolation and loneliness in both of your lives, and it's being experienced in the relationship as well. I think you need to get into couples counseling.
Well, it's a difficult thing to do when I'm out here on the road all the time. It's not something I don't have a desire to do, or, you know, I'm willing to go the extra mile, but I can't hold this steering wheel and do that too.
I understand
you
that.
See what I'm saying?
I do.
And I mean,
and I want to be careful here, Barry, because I don't want to determine people's livelihood for them. That could be dangerous. But I will say this, that the importance of the marriage, I would put above the job. And I believe
that's kind of where I'm at. Too.
And
when I make that commentary to her, we have a certain format of bill status, and I'm the only breadwinner.
Absolutely, so, but you know, I want you to be able to trust in God's goodness and God's provision. that there are more options for you out there than your current situation. I mean, it could be driving. I mean, I don't know, but it could be driving at a route that puts you at home more, closer to home. It could be a different line of work. It could be a lot of different things. But I want you to look into those options because you guys need more time together.
Well, that's what I'm doing. I'm taking a week off in another week or so just so that I can kind of address this and try to sit down with her and just, I'm just going to try to fill my entirety and tell her where I stand, not where do you stand, this is what I want type thing, but just tell her where I stand. This is what I feel. This is what I think. And how can we do something? You know, I mean, I don't know any other way to approach it.
So, Barry, I want to equip you with a couple of words you might even use with her. I have so much hope for you and your wife, in fact, because the fact that you're calling means you know there's something missing. You've probably heard this term before, a dry drunk. When an alcoholic stops drinking alcohol but doesn't change other things about their character or doesn't do some of that deeper work. So you've made the first incredible step. And as Larry said, we applaud you for that. You put the porn to the side. But then there's a whole program that we can follow that helps us to heal, and it also helps our spouses who have been hurt, betrayed, devastated by our behavior, helps them to heal as well. So I would ask you to consider adding this to your conversation with your wife in this week coming up, to let her know, because I hear this humility from you, Barry, that to let her know, wife, I haven't done enough to help you heal from your pain, but I'm going to change that. And New Life or a good counselor can help equip you to do that. There are counselors, Barry, who will do phone therapy sessions with you or even Skype therapy sessions where a therapist could connect with you and your wife even though you're out on the road. If you're willing to look around for this, we have a network of clinicians that we can connect you with that know the steps you need to take and will be willing to be flexible and work with you and your schedule. There's so much that you can do before considering divorce, and there is great hope for redemption in your marriage.
Well, she's made the comment to me about that she really doesn't want a divorce. However, it's going to take a lot of baby steps to get back, you know, wherever. And she said, I can't guarantee you I'm ever going to get back, which, you know, I understand that too, but
That's tough to face, and it would be very difficult to move forward hearing that she's not sure what she wants to do, but it also may be understandable given the depth of her pain, and there is so much more that you can do to try to convince her of the hope for your marriage, and we can equip you, or a good therapist can equip you with how to do that.
And Barry, I just applaud you that you've gone as far as you are to call the program and to take this step, and I want to encourage you by sending you a copy of a book that Jason Martinkus, the guy that leads our Everyman's Battle Workshop, wrote. It's called Worthy of Her Trust. And it will give you some tools and some steps that you can take just to help restore a relationship with your wife based on your background.
I've considered your weekends, or however you wish to say that. I'm sorry. But, you know, honestly, I can't afford it. And
well, wait, just a cotton picking minute. Money is never an issue that we're going to have somebody stay away. If you can't afford it, you can fill out a form and request a scholarship, and we can help you. So if you really want to go and take a step, we can help you. Money, I preach this to our staff. I don't want money to be a reason somebody doesn't get to one of our workshops. So please reconsider that. And we're running out of time, and I'm sorry, but we've got to head on to close up the program here. And I want to close with a passage of Scripture, 2 Corinthians 4, 8 and 9. And this is something Barry's facing. I hope this will be an encouragement for you. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down but not destroyed. So, you know, that's the hope we have in Christ, and that's what we want to give on this radio program, is that kind of hope.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So I want to thank you for listening today. We just love what we do. We need your help. We need your support. It's coming. We're in the fourth quarter. The year end is going to be here before we know it. If you can make any of your year end giving now, we'd appreciate it. One way you can do that, besides just your year end gift, join Club New Life. Club New Life is a way that every month you make a gift. And we'll give you some things for that monthly and bi-monthly, but it will mean something to us on a regular basis. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.